Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, the crop top, a fixture in fashion in one way or another for decades, these days has been associated with girls and women. But now, in what seems like a flashback to the 70s and 80s, more men are starting to wear them as well. The cultural shift is bringing up questions surrounding gender norms as well as body dysmorphia, an affliction not often highlighted when we talk about men. For a closer look, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Joe Hancock, professor of design at Drexel University, who's an expert in fashion, brand, and culture. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's such an honor to be here.
So tell us about our culture's history with the crop top.
So the crop top, I actually was doing some research because I was interviewed for this article on the crop top by David Oliver, and I actually was in searching, trying to find where you start to see the first snippets of the crop top peep into media, because of course you're looking at the time. I remember this because I'm an older person, where there was no computers, there was no social media, and you really start to see it crop up in film and in sports. So, and it's basically in the late, you have to think of it this way too. It's like the late 70s, like in the late 70s, and I actually could remember when I was talking to the author of the article that even in my little, you know, grade school in Wichita, Kansas, I saw boys on the sports teams on the football field wearing crop tops. So you start to see it in the sports arena, but then it's big screen debut when you see it in Can't Stop the Music in 1980 with Bruce Jenner wearing a crop top. And what's really ironic about that is you have to think the film, back then the film was probably in production in 78, 79. So that was a fashion back then. And then you see it creep up again on the sports side, because when Bruce Jenner's wearing it in Can't Stop the Music, it's with the Village People. It has that disco flair to it. It's kind of a campy movie. But then in Rocky III, you see Carl Weathers, who's very athletic, and it's a very athletic film, wearing the crop top. And that was in 1982. So think again, probably the film was being made in 81, 80. So that's where you really start to see this crop top appear up in media. And it becomes this blowout sensation in sports.
All right, so I'm sure we could talk for hours about this. I need to cut to right now. Talk a little bit about body dysmorphia, what exactly that is, and how possibly crop tops contribute to body dysmorphia.
Absolutely.
In men.
Well, in men, so it's been, you know, we've had it forever with women, right? Women have been subjects of fashion and this notion of trying to fit in. It's now happening with men, where you're starting to see this perfected body, a man wearing a crop top, exposing his abs. And this creates this ideology that in order for me to want to participate in this fashion trend, I have to look that good. And so it's this notion of exercise, of trying to figure out ways of dieting. And so it brings this notion of, you know, body dissatisfaction when you start to see, as women have seen for years, fashions that, you know, you want to be a part of, but maybe you can't unless you change your body. And sometimes it's done in unhealthy ways.
All right. And in general, we are seeing a lot more men wearing nail polish. Certainly jewelry has come into fashion.
It
seems like it started in the sports world and maybe the rock and roll entertainment world. But now in the general population, do you think that it's just everyone can do whatever makes them feel good?
I think they can, and I think we need to keep in mind every time we see someone wearing something that fashion in and of itself doesn't have gender. It's been culturally assigned gender by the culture in which it exists. And so I think it's great for young people to be expressing themselves in different ways and through fashion.
All right. And very briefly, what is the next big fashion trend for men and or women? Everyone.
I knew you were going to ask me that. I think it's anything goes at this point. I do want to say that I think that we're going to see a lot of influence from this, you know, the moving ideologies of young folks in this, and they're not, and you know, and the new shift to non-binary and shifts in between of what's going on with men and women. So who knows what it's going to be? There's so much going on right now in fashion, and I just think it's anyone's game.
All right, and I love the idea. Wear what makes you feel good. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely, and it was an honor to be here. Thank you.
Jo Hancock, professor of design at Drexel University, who's an expert in fashion, brand, and culture.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.